Notable quality management failures. A quality management system, QMS, should clearly understand customers' requirements and to provide good design, qualified production in an effective and efficient way. When the quality management system fails to fulfill its function and customer requirements are not met, customers might be upset. Management and employees both might be unhappy, but its negative influence is not so widespread. Unluckily, some quality management system failures do make headlines. Here are three cases of famous quality management failures. 3 Mile Island. The worst nuclear disaster in U.S. history broke out at the 3 Mile Island reactor facility in eastern Pennsylvania in March 1979. Proper controls that should have been developed as part of the routine safety procedures were not in place. Then, the situation was made worse by human error because of the lack of proper training. The only new nuclear power stations built since that day were the ones already under construction. Ford Pinto. The Ford Pinto is the most well-known and the worst disaster in the whole U.S. automobile industry in the 1970s. Apparently, the entire U.S. auto industry decided to spend the 1970s resting on their laurels after building great cars that sold well during the 60s. Not only were many cars built in the 1970s ugly and poorly designed, they also became very unreliable after 40 to 50,000 miles. The Pinto tops the list of QMS failures because of its dangerous design faults and the questionable ethical decisions made by top management. iPhone 4. Apple almost lost its dominance in the smartphone market when it became clear that it was difficult to make a call using the much-expected iPhone 4. Calls were dropped suddenly and frequently causing widespread dissatisfaction among loyal customers who had upgraded to the new model early on. Independent tests showed that touching the left side of the case at a certain spot interrupted the signal and dropped the call. Not a great feature for a handheld device mainly used to make calls. Meanwhile, Apple continued to deny or minimize the problem. As the problem continued to make news headlines, Apple eventually agreed to a voluntary recall to correct the problem. All of the above famous quality management failures could probably have been prevented if the principles of a fully functioning quality management system had been in place.